President Trump continues to lash out at journalist Michael Wolff, the author of a sensational new book about the administration. Late last night, the president tweeted, "Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book." Former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer says a story in the book about First Lady Melania Trump is not true.
"I was around them, not in every instance by any means, but the idea that, Melania Trump was the one who encouraged President Trump to run for office. She was very supportive of this. The idea that she was crying is nonsense."
Japanese media report North Korea's representative to the International Olympic Committee says his country's team is likely to participate in next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. NBA Hall of Famer and Philadelphia 76ers legend Julius Erving is recovering in the hospital after falling ill last night at a 76ers game. Erving led the team to the NBA title in 1983 and was named the league MVP in 1981.
Tonight's winning numbers are 70, 59, 30, 28, 39, and the gold mega ball is 10.
Somebody won the $450 million Mega Millions jackpot last night. The ticket was sold in Florida. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Good morning. It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. The East Coast is expected to feel more like an Arctic tundra in some places this weekend, with wind chills in parts of New England making temperatures seem more like 50 degrees below zero. Temperatures will reach close to zero from Philly to Boston through Saturday night, with wind chills making it feel minus 10 degrees to minus 20 degrees. But the wind chill could bring jaw-clenching temperatures to people living further up north. A federal judge has rejected a request for a new election in Virginia's House of Delegates district that could have forced a 50-50 split in the Republican-controlled chamber. Democrats wanted a new election because officials say 147 voters were given wrong ballots before Republican Bob Thomas won by 73 votes, but the judge calls this a garden-variety irregularity that doesn't merit federal intervention. An official with the federal government's effort to treat people with AIDS has been indicted on a charge of sexual solicitation of a minor. The Washington Post is reporting the grand jury in Montgomery County, Maryland, returned the indictment against 56-year-old Michael Goldrosen of Silver Spring. An Uber driver is accused of sexually assaulting a passenger in Northern Virginia. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office saying in a news release that 44-year-old Cal Hardemirian of Sterling was arrested in connection with an alleged assault on December 27th. He's being held without bond. And President Donald Trump intends to nominate a member of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's staff as the new federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission. The White House saying in a news release that the president intends to nominate Tim Thomas to oversee the ARC. Thomas works as a McConnell staff member in Kentucky. He previously worked in former Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher's administration. Now WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. In Virginia, northbound on 395, just past Edsall, only one right lane getting by. That's a work zone that's out this morning. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Maryland, northbound right at Highway 410. Police directing you around a crash site through there. Also, Central Avenue in Maryland, westbound right before Shady Glen, only one right lane getting by from a water main break. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We have a wind chill advisory in effect through noon today. Sunny as we make our way through the afternoon, 21 degrees, 9 overnight for Saturday into Sunday. And then sunny on Sunday with a high of 25. We'll be close to 40 Monday with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of a wintry mix. All of that should be moved out, though, by Tuesday. Right now, it's fair and 12 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. We're 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. And it is cold out again this morning with a wind chill. We're down in the single digits. It's a balmy 10 degrees right now. In Washington, we're going to check in with the Weather Channel a little bit later on in the hour and find out exactly when the break is coming and how long a break we may expect. Things will warm up by Monday a little bit, and let's see how long we have that respite. But certainly a lot going on when it comes to the news this weekend and this morning. Try and put it in perspective as we look at the Fire and Fury and Michael Wolff's book, and put it in perspective as to what's important to you as an individual listening this morning, and to me, and to the country, and to our future. To me, Michael Wolff's book is not the most important thing we could talk about this morning. We certainly will talk about it because everybody's talking about it, but there's plenty of other stuff going on that is more important. And I'm not convinced that the Fire and Fury is worthy of the lead story, certainly worthy of discussion. So as an example, this weekend, as we speak, there are over 20 key members of the personnel of the White House up at Camp David. They have been meeting. They will continue to meet through the weekend. And they are working out the plans for the upcoming year. Now, that strikes me as probably being a little more significant than what's in Michael Wolff's book. The team is there. Now, as an example, who's up there this weekend? Well, you've got Vice President Pence. You've got Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, of course. John Cornyn. Kevin McCarthy. Steve Scalise is there, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Chief Economic Advisor, Gary Cohn's there, Education Secretary, CIA Director, the Homeland Security Secretary. That's just a sampling of the people that have gathered at Camp David this weekend to actually govern, to move the country forward. But the media is just over the top with Michael Wolff's tell-all book. And we're going to get into that because I think that needs to be kept in perspective. We will do that a little bit later on this morning. But as you look at things, how are you doing on the economy? How's the economy doing? I mean, the jobs numbers are down, unemployment down. There's so many records being broken, the lowest unemployment since, I don't know, how many years ago. The stock market is at all-time highs, crossing 25,000 this week. Things are actually pretty good when it comes to the economy. Most people will see a tax cut in the coming year, and they will probably see it in their paychecks coming in February. So that's pretty good. I mean, we didn't all get a tax increase, which maybe we would have gotten had she gotten in. Who knows? So if you look at the tax cut, you look at the economy being strong, if you looked at your portfolio recently, if you have a 401k or if you have any stocks in your portfolio, have you taken a look at that recently? Stock market is through the roof. The president did mention that yesterday on his way out of town.
The stock market is up very, very big today. We've set new records, and I think they'll be continued to set. The tax cuts are really kicking in far beyond what anyone thought.
That's just one example, and he's pretty proud of his economy.
The jobs reports were very good, and we think they're going to get really good over the next couple of months.
So that's a pretty positive outlook on things. Are we a little stronger in the world? I think in some areas we certainly are. I don't necessarily want to call it gloom and doom coming out of the fire and the fury of the book of Michael Wolff's, but just this whole notion of the chaos in the White House and all the things that are being said supposedly about him in the book, when you contrast the book and all of the hype around the book and his mental condition, and all, when you contrast that with what's going on in the country today, I just don't see all the hoopla about the book. Now, some people have made some interesting comments about the book, including the former British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, who is quoted in the book. And we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But we do have a lot to cover. We've also got, this weather around the Washington area. And be careful out there. Some of the water mains and things like that are starting to go, which causes ice, and you might get surprises. It's pothole time, so... Beware of some fresh new potholes, as I uncovered one on my way in this morning, the hard way. So do be very careful if you're out driving around this morning, and bundle up because the wind chills are taking it down around zero this morning. It's not as bad as it has been the past couple of days when it comes to the winds, but still there are some gusts up there, 10 to 15, which will bring that wind chill factor down pretty significantly. One of the big discussion topics these days is the border wall, and the Trump administration has proposed spending $18 billion over 10 years to extend the border wall with Mexico. The proposal that is just out provides one of the most detailed blueprints of how the president hopes to carry out the campaign pledge that he made. Oh, by the way, that's another thing. Campaign pledges... Is this guy keeping his campaign pledges or what? I mean, you may not agree with him. A lot of people don't like him. But he is keeping his campaign promises. The border wall is one of them. And a U.S. official, quote, with direct knowledge of the matter, says that Customs and Border Protections is calling for 316 miles of additional barrier by September of 2027. That would bring the total coverage to nearly half of the border. Also calls for 407 miles of replacement of secondary fencing. So the president is moving forward on the border wall. It is 6:14. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up this morning, of course, we will talk with Jennifer Harper. She has some interesting poll numbers, and she has a perspective on Michael Wolff's book. That's coming up. We will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Of course, he is the author of Operation Dark Heart, and we'll get the very latest read from Tony on a lot of the investigations going on. Also, North Korea, the possibility that North Korea and South Korea will actually sit down and have talks. Wonder would that have happened if President Trump hadn't put so much pressure on North Korea? I don't know. Also talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about the situation in Iran. So we'll also be talking with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. We'll talk to John about what's important at the White House, as well as Michael Wolff's book. So a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. James Stanley's got a look at the traffic for us.
Yeah, thank you, Rick, and good morning. We have a couple of problems to tell you about this early Saturday morning. 395 northbound through Virginia, just past Edsall. You've got one right lane getting by. That's a work zone taking out the two left lanes. On Leesburg Pike, westbound around Carlin Springs to about Columbia Pike, a left lane getting by there. We've got a water main break.
Another water main break in Maryland on Central Avenue at 214. This is westbound right before the Hill Road Shady Glen Drive exit. You've got a couple of left lanes taken out. Only the far right lane is getting through here. Things look good so far this morning through the district, and we're not seeing any delays on the Beltway inner loop or outer loop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for the Washington area, the Weather Channel says sunshine today, but the high will only reach 19. Overnight tonight, we'll be back down to 6 degrees Saturday night. Sunny Monday, on Sunday, it's going to be a bit better. We'll be up to about 25 or so in the sunshine on Sunday. Monday looks mostly cloudy with a high of 41. Wow, Tuesday, 48. 55 Thursday. Gosh, we can look forward to some real nice temperatures once we get past Sunday. It is 9 degrees outside, and the winds are whipping up to about 16, which takes that wind chill factor way down, around zero. So bundle up if you're heading out this morning. 6:16, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, you've heard much of the salaciousness of Michael Wolff's book, and I'm going to try and put that into perspective this morning. Here's what some of the people have to say about the book. The New York Times White House correspondent, Maggie Haberman, said Wednesday on Twitter, some of the book's claims, quote, thin but readable. Thin but readable. What does that say? Well, she continues, well written, several things that are true, and several that are not. Light in fact-checking and copy editing. Maggie Haberman, the New York Times White House reporter, speaking of the book. Newsweek reporter Jessica Kwong. Wolf has been accused of recreating scenes for his books previously and pushing facts. The author has been called pathetic, blunt, and calculating. The words of Newsweek reporter Jessica Kwong. Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, rejected. This is from Politico.eu. The European website of Politico. Tony Blair rejected claims that he warned the Trump aides that they and Trump were under surveillance by British spies during the U.S. election campaign. Tony Blair calling the allegations, quote, complete fabrication, literally from beginning to end. In the book, Wolf claims that Blair warned the president's aides about British intelligence services having the U.S. election campaign under surveillance. Tony Blair calling the allegations, quote, complete fabrication, literally from beginning to end. So, to try and get a perspective on the book, because I wasn't going to be able to read it in time for this morning, I started looking around on the web to get the wildest and most salacious claims made in the book. So, all right, where are the things that are going to affect my future in the book, or your future this morning, when it comes to the Trump presidency? Well, some of the quote-unquote salaciousness of the book. We'll go to the Business Insider. David Choi outlines the five wildest claims made in the explosive behind-the-scenes book. Explosive. All right. Bannon called the infamous Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, a Russian-linked lawyer, and others, treasonous and unpatriotic. Do I really care what Steve Bannon says? Do I really care what Steve Bannon says? And then I get to thinking, well, when did Steve Bannon make the comments? Well, it wasn't yesterday. He made these comments probably around the time he maybe gotten kicked out of the White House. Maybe a little sour grapes going there about the time that he was quoted in the book. I mean, this is not Steve Bannon talking today. This is Steve Bannon when he had just been dumped. So maybe his perspective was somewhat negative at that point. I'm just trying to put it all in perspective here, okay? This is my opinion. I could be totally wrong. But we do know that this is not yesterday's Steve Bannon, because you heard Bannon praising the president recently, because he realized probably that he had walked the plank and was already in the ocean, drowning, going, life preserver, help, because everybody's abandoning Steve Bannon. What else is in the top five wildest claims in the book? All right. Trump passed on nominating an official because of his mustache. All right. Am I going to worry about some claim that they passed on John Bolton because Bolton didn't look the part? I'm not worried about that. That doesn't really affect my future. If, in fact, it's true, which there is a lot of doubt about a lot of stuff in the book. Steve Bannon called Ivanka Trump dumb as a brick. I don't care what Steve Bannon says. Ivanka Trump still works in the White House. Steve doesn't. Ivanka Trump strikes me as being somewhat more successful than Steve Bannon. So if that's one of the top five things for me to worry about in the book, I'm not worried about it. Kellyanne Conway went job hunting because she thought Trump would lose the election. Hillary Clinton thought Trump would lose the election. Her team thought he would lose the election. The major media outlets convinced everybody that Trump was going to lose the election. Kellyanne Conway would have been dumb not to look for a job at that point in time because it didn't look like he was going to win. If that's one of the five wildest things for me to worry about in the book is that Kellyanne Conway looked for a job because she thought Trump was going to lose, I'm not going to lose any sleep over any of this stuff personally. Are there more? I mean, everybody's listed the top 10, and we'll get into more of them. Oh, here's one. Donald Trump eats fast food because he has a fear of being poisoned, which is why he gets McDonald's food. I think I'm going to be careful how I say this, but I would pick someplace else to get my food from if I was afraid of being poisoned than a fast food outlet. I just would pick someplace else. I'd get a carry out from a really nice joint downtown. But no. So if I'm going to get worked up that Trump's love for fast food is linked to his fear of being poisoned, according to Wolf. Now, the other thing you have to keep in mind on all of this, Trump's got a sense of humor. He's kind of a sarcastic guy. Suppose somebody said to him one day, hey, we have a wonderful steak here that was just prepared for you by the chef. Let's say the White House chef, or let's say before that, on the campaign. Hey, it's a wonderful meal. And he makes some comment that, somebody could be out to poison me. I don't want that. Get me a burger. Because he doesn't want a steak. He just wants a hamburger. But if he makes some snide, off-the-cuff remark saying, the reason I want a hamburger is I'm afraid somebody's going to poison me. It's a total joke, right? It could be a total joke. But somebody takes that, runs with it. And that's if anybody ever said anything. Who knows? I mean, again, a lot of doubts being cast on the credibility of the book. So if I'm going to lose sleep over the fact that the book questionably says Trump loves fast food because he's afraid to be poisoned. Okay. Some of the other ones, Trump likes to throw his shirts on the floor and tells the staff at the White House not to pick up the shirt. He says, if I put the shirt on the floor, I want it there. I don't know. What's the matter with that? I've done that. You ever done that? You ever thrown a blouse or a dress or a shirt on the floor? Maybe you're in a grumpy mood at night. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you don't feel like, maybe it is the freedom and the liberty to be able to throw your shirt on the floor and feel good about it. I don't have to pick this up right now. Maybe he had that feeling, or maybe that's the way he is. Am I going to get really worked up and doubt the man's sanity because he likes to toss a shirt on the floor? Maybe, if this is true. One of the other ones, he doesn't like people to touch his toothbrush. Well, I'm not, number one, I wouldn't want to touch his toothbrush. And number two, I'm not sure I'd like people pawing my toothbrush either. Again, these are the things that are pointed out in the book as the top 10, the top five. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here. And we'll get more into it because, you know, they're talking about the questioning that he repeats things more frequently, which I haven't noticed. And we'll talk to John Gizzi because John Gizzi has been with him in person. You may have seen when he was at Mar-a-Lago and did the impromptu lengthy interview with the New York Times reporter, totally impromptu. Nobody came out of it and said, oh, man, this man's nuts. He's crazy. He's losing it. Nobody said that. It was an impromptu interview. He seemed to get through that in one piece. Maybe a few exaggerations here and there. But all this stuff about mentally unfit to be president and losing his memory and losing his mind. It's everybody that's all worked up about the book that's losing their minds, not the president.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 1/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice and basic TV on one outlet. Early termination fee applies. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra, and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Connection Pro. Minimum term agreement required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at regular rates. Call for details.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend and coworker JJ, who, like me, has lost weight and gotten healthier with EMP 180. So, JJ, tell me, why did you go to EMP 180?
I think eating was a crutch. I mean, it was too much bad food, and it was affecting my health and my relationships. It was affecting my kids. Plus, I have diabetes in my family, and I was on the fast track for that, and I really wanted to avoid it, and I had to do something.
Wow, and I know you're seeing great results. Did that surprise you?
You know what? If you'd have told me I'd be able to lose 30 pounds in 2 months, I'd have laughed at you, but it has been so easy.
That's so incredible. And yeah, between the staff over there and the program.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just so simple. I follow the program and watch the pounds just roll off. And if I struggle, I call a counselor. I never thought it would be this easy to lose weight, but if I can do it, anyone can.
Anyone sure can. Start the new year off right. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Cold weather means bursted pipes. For emergency repair and quick water damage remediation, call 1-800-WET-CARPET. Angie's List Super Service Award winner, ready to help you now. Call 1-800-WET-CARPET. That's 1-800-WET-CARPET.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, we'll talk with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. You think Michael Wolff's book is a doozy? Wait till you hear what Jennifer Harper tells us. Also on the way, John Gizzi. We'll get a perspective of what's going on this weekend at Camp David, as well as the fire and the fury. And we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on. Latest on North Korea, investigations, and Iran. All on the way, Saturday Morning Update.
It's 6:30, 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Well, things will be taken to the bare minimum parts of this weekend on the Metro. As WMAL's Lee Graham tells us, it's probably not what you're thinking, though.
If you head to Metro on Sunday, you'll likely see lots of people bundled up, but there may be a few more with noticeably bare legs. The No Pants Subway Ride is a go for this weekend. It'll be the 10th year the event is put on by Capital Improv. They advise participants to act as if it's any other day. You just happen to be without pants. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Author Michael Wolff's sensational book on President Trump and his team is a top seller online and a sellout in the biggest bookstores in the country. At the bookstore, Politics and Prose here in D.C., co-owner Bradley Graham says a line formed outside before the doors even opened Friday, but their shipment that they had available quickly sold out.
Not just the book, but the reaction to the book has taken on a life of its own. You know, the continued interest depends in part on the extent to which it stays in the news.
As President Donald Trump goes back on a promise that he made on the campaign trail to his constituents that states would be allowed to legalize pot, and it'd be up to the states whether or not it is. Well, his Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who has always been against weed, is promising to be hard on states that have legalized pot, even as about 6 in 10 Americans say that marijuana should be legal. Here's correspondent Jan Johnson.
The Pew Research Center conducted its survey in October before many states put legal, recreational, and medicinal marijuana use on their ballots. It found that 61% favored legal use, reflecting a steady increase in support over the past 10 years.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Through Virginia, northbound 395 at Edsall, a little past there. We've got a work zone set up, only a far right lane getting by. And Leesburg Pike through Virginia, westbound between Carlin Springs to about Columbia Pike. Only a left lane getting through there. We've got a water main break. Here in the district, things look good this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We're under a wind chill advisory through noon today. Sunny, 21 degrees, 9 overnight, 25 on Sunday. We'll be up near 40 for Monday with a chance of a wintry mix in the forecast. Right now, 11 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and after 14 years at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, my show is moving to 8 a.m. starting January 7th, 2018. You'll still find me discussing all things real estate as Pointing You Home returns, your number one local real estate news source. Our new Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will follow, discussing how to age well and much, much more. Set your alarms, pick up your cup of coffee, and join me, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WMAL.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies to where they're needed. We build and repair runways on all kinds of terrain, under all kinds of conditions, to keep our planes flying.
We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, from sleek fighter jets to ones so big they can carry hundreds of thousands of pounds. And we routinely perform amazing feats, such as refueling planes as they fly to their destinations. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve, and we're proud to be America's wingman.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times. She pens Inside the Beltway. It is great to have you with us this morning, Jennifer.
Well, good morning, Rick.
Well, of course, the fire and the fury is the talk of the town. Michael Wolff's expose on Donald Trump and the inner workings of the White House. And you've got some notes that that may not be the only one of its kind.
Oh, boy, are you right. You know, prepare for incoming here, Rick and listeners. There's just a whole bunch of anti-Trump books that are coming out, and very soon. In fact, they're going to be issued almost all year long. I did a little study here on some of the other anti-Trump or the Trump-bashing books that were in the pipeline, and there's lots of it. And I'm sure that the news media will be just delighted to know all of this because they've had a field day this week, as we all know, covering Mr. Wolff's book. And Mr. Wolff himself said, "I couldn't be happier with the coverage." That's what he tweeted this week, and he was praising The New Yorker, The New York Magazine, and The Hollywood Reporter in particular for all of their coverage. And they have to remember, too, that his book was number one at Amazon days and days before it was issued so quickly. But let's talk about these Trump-bashing books. They have become a very flourishing genre in the publishing industry. In fact, they're a whole genre on their own. And it looks like the publishing industry would think that this kind of fare is guaranteed to sell. But, you know, we have to ask the question, is it really? Because currently, all the Trump bashing that's going on, and suddenly Americans are going, well, wait a minute, the economy is looking pretty good. And we're doing well on the national security front, and so forth and so on. So the time will tell whether this new genre of books, which is proliferating and many more to come, is going to be profitable for the publishing industry. But just a scant few of the titles, here they come. Collusion, Secret Meetings, Dirty Money, and How Russia Helped Donald Trump Win. That's by Luke Harding. Trump is a blankety-blank crazy. This is not a joke by Keith Olbermann. The Despot's Apprentice, Donald Trump's Attack on Democracy by Brian Klass. And coming out just in a couple of days together, Trumpocracy, the Corruption of the American Republic. This is by David Frum. And it's even worse than you think, what the Trump administration is doing to America. That's by David K. Johnson. And those are both coming out on the same day. So this is going to happen throughout the year. But I have to tell you, we do have a rare entry that looks like a positive book. That is The Faith of Donald J. Trump, a spiritual biography by David Brody over at CBN, very smart guy, and Scott Lamb. He's a columnist. And that's coming out in mid-February.
I would opine that there is a group of people in this country who will just relish the idea of being able to read something negative about Donald Trump because it fulfills their appetite to be negative about the guy. So, you know, they'll probably keep publishing these books because there's a group of people that just eat it up, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot more, too. There's actually children's coloring books and calendars and everything else that incorporate this theme. So you're very right about that, Rick.
With the passage of the tax reform legislation just before Christmas, the administration ending the year on an up note, what has that resulted in when it comes to the media and how they are casting the narratives coming into 2018?
Well, here's what's happened with the narrative. We're always following the narrative and talking about the narrative and who's winning and who's losing, whether it's the White House or the press. And all year long, we've looked at some very hostile coverage, Rick, about President Trump, his agenda, his policy, and the White House. But now it's getting downright extreme. And a lot of analysts are looking at this. I mean, the latest one, for example, in the past 2 weeks has been the claim that President Trump is not mentally fit. for the presidency. And there have been so many incidents of this type of writing in the press that our friends over at the Media Research Center have started tracking all of the, quote, insane coverage where they're claiming, oh, President Trump is insane, or et cetera, et cetera. And just a couple of the headlines that they found, MSNBC claimed that the president had profound sexual and masculine insecurities that are literally threatening to annihilate the planet. That came from MSNBC. And also, Atlantic Magazine reported that something is neurologically wrong with Donald Trump. Also, ABC, The View, they called him insane and paranoid. And this was just one day that they were tracking when they found all of these titles. So, again, we have an extreme narrative here, not just a hostile one, but claiming that the president is mentally unfit is really kind of out there. And some people have noticed, this is a New York Daily News opinion writer, Alan Richards. He says, Democrats pathologize at their own peril. Simply writing off Trump as deranged based on nothing more than caricature ignores his shrewd political and media instincts, and that may well come to haunt the Democrats in 2018 and beyond. The strategic problem aside, it's morally wrong to stigmatize mental health problems. I think that's a very good point that no one's brought up, that, you know, bandying around all this stuff in the press. And Mr. Richards adds that a man does not essentially single-handedly capture the White House after taking on both the Republican and Democratic establishments and the media without some modicum of cunning and intellect. So, again, we have hostile media that has evolved out of possibly panic in the press because they realize Mr. Trump is winning some of his battles.
Fascinating. Very interesting. So big news, of course, in California with the legalization now of recreational marijuana. But there have been stories out for the past year or so pointing out the fact that federal regulations on marijuana don't match the state regulations. Obama had eased those regulations. Jeff Sessions has reversed the Obama policy. What happens next?
We're going to have a lot of smoke and mirrors here, I have a feeling.
Smoke and mirrors, yeah.
Yeah, well, indeed. Actually, we have to talk first about how this, the whole legalization and medical marijuana thing has evolved into a huge culture. I mean, if you were to take an old hippie of yore, someone who was from, like, say, 1967, and describe what has happened here, they would not believe it because now it's not marijuana, it's the cannabis industry. And this is true. There is a National Cannabis Industry Association. They represent about 1,500 businesses who are dealing in illegal marijuana or medical marijuana and all of the various products and stuff. And they are not very happy, of course, with Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to start reinforcing federal laws. And they claim that 73% of voters actually oppose federal interference with these state cannabis laws. That's very complicated. It's going to take a long time to figure that out. But let's talk about this cannabis industry. It's sort of fascinating. The ArcView Market Research, this is a research company that only deals with cannabis-related products and so forth, and they are predicting that the cannabis industry will be worth $40 billion in the next 3 years. That's B, $40 billion. They said that it is growing at the rate of 150% a year. It was $16 billion in 2017. And again, they predict it will be $40 billion in 3 years. And they have a million different numbers, which I won't bore everybody with this early in the morning, particularly a cold morning. I think in another thing to illustrate how far this cannabis industry has come, everyone knows Jack in the Box, the big fast food giant. Well, guess what? They have produced the first munchie meal. This is for people who have been smoking weed, Rick. They're going to be selling it at the Jack in the Boxes
oh, man.
In California. It's described as a happy meal, but for adults who like to smoke weed. That's according to Adweek. My goodness. Anyway, the Jack in the Box has partnered with somebody called Mary Jane. This is a weed-focused digital media company that was founded 3 years ago by the singer Snoop Dogg. So anyway, if you're curious about what Jack in the Box is going to put in its munchy meal, which is going to go on sale in California later this month, the munchy meal box will contain 2 tacos, 5 mini churros, 3 crispy chicken strips, a serving of half curly fries and half regular fries, and a small soft drink. And that will go for $4. So there you go. That's the cannabis industry.
So, Jennifer, if we look at the way the Congress functions today and then we think about the founding fathers and you know, kind of what they had thought about for not only the Congress but the U.S. in general, Americans wondering how the original founders would feel about today's USA? What do you have there?
Yeah, well, we'll end up our session with a poll, of course. And this is a very interesting poll, and it's also reassuring because it's indicating that Americans have not forgotten about the founders of our nation and that they do revisit some of these incredible ideas that have been around for so long and are definitely a part of our heart and soul here in the nation. And here's what it says. This is coming from Monmouth University. This is an academic poll, doesn't have much of an agenda. So I like to pay attention to these. Anyway, 81% of Americans say that the founders would be upset with the way Congress and the White House have operated in the last 10 years. 83% of Republicans, 81% of independents, and 83% of Democrats also agree with this. And I read that as I'm glad that everyone agrees with that. They're all paying attention and thinking about, things are rotten, but what would the founders think? Anyway, another 72% overall say that Americans are greatly divided on important values. And again, right across the board between Republicans, independents, and Democrats, they all agree with that, with about the same numbers. And about 6 out of 10 people still feel dissatisfied with what Washington has become. Again, the numbers are very, very similar here. And kind of a half of us say that the U.S. system of government is basically sound, but it could use a little tweaks here and then, here and there. And again, 60% of Republicans agree with that, and quite a few Democrats and independents offer the same kind of numbers. And last but not least, 20% overall say that President Trump has made progress draining the swamp. 47% of Republicans, 14% of independents, and 4% of Democrats agree. Again, it's a Monmouth University poll, Rick.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and stay warm, everybody. That's right.
We shall try. 6:48 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we will talk with Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel and see how long this cold will be blanketing the Washington area. But first, to check the traffic, James Stanley's in the traffic center this morning. James.
Rick, thank you, and a relatively slow start to this Saturday morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Virginia, northbound 395, just past Edsall. That's at exit 2. Only the far right lane's getting by. This is a work zone that's set out. Leesburg Pike, westbound between Carlin Springs to about Columbia Pike. You're going to have to get in the far left lane to get through here. We've got a water main break affecting traffic. Through Maryland, westbound, right around Hill Road, Shady Glen Drive, that area. One right lane getting by here. That's a water main break. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we are going to get it live and direct from Jeff Marr this morning. And Jeff, it looks like we've got a break coming, but still up to about 48 hours of nasty cold left, right?
Yeah, Rick, we got to get past this weekend. It is bitterly cold, unfortunately, if you're about to head out early on the Saturday. Right now, current temperature 11, however, that wind chill 5 below. And the wind chill is really the big story for us here on this Saturday. We've got a wind chill advisory up until noon. Wind chills may get as low as 10 below. And then another wind chill advisory starts at 6 this evening and continues until 6 o'clock Sunday morning with some sub-zero wind chills again. And then, as you mentioned, finally we'll get above freezing on Monday and close to the 40-degree mark, then up into the low 50s on Tuesday. Our big concern, though, is we start off the work week Monday morning, maybe a light wintry mix of some freezing rain with some rain. Doesn't take a whole lot of freezing rain to cause some problems, so that's something we'll be watching out for.
All right, so we dodged a bullet in terms of the snow and things this week in the immediate Washington area. And I'm looking ahead, when you guys go into the second week ahead of us, it still looks pretty warm. Are you pretty confident we're going to stay? I mean, we appear to stay above freezing all the way into, around the 15th, 16th of January.
Yeah, big pattern change underway. All that cold air that's locked in place across the eastern half of the country moves out. A trough develops across the western portion of the U.S. where they will get some much-needed rain across California. They certainly could use it. All the precipitation as far as the rainfall and the cooler weather will be across the western portion of the country, and they'll get some much-needed mountain snow as well. But for us, we'll head the other way. A ridge of high pressure sets up with that big trough out west. That boosts our temperatures, as we mentioned, into the low 50s. Tuesday, we'll take a little bit of a dip Wednesday and get into the upper 40s, but then mid to upper 50s with just a few rain showers in the forecast later next week on Thursday and Friday. And I expect that warm weather pattern to last pretty much through the remainder of January.
Through the remainder of January?
I think we'll be pretty mild compared to what we've dealt with so far this January. Certainly at the end of December, it has been very cold, but I think the pattern shift certainly holds up as we head towards the latter portion of the month. So if you're hoping for milder weather, it's just around the corner, and we will have a little bit of wet weather, as we mentioned, into Thursday and Friday. Now, not a whole lot of moisture moving in with the system that approaches late Sunday night and into Monday morning, but we may have a light wintry mix and then a transition to just some rain into Monday afternoon with a high near 40, but then we get warmer into the low 50s by the time Tuesday arrives with some sunshine.
Wow. Great news from Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You got it. We'll talk later.
You bet, buddy. 6:52 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much
one size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correct the mundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Yeah, well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them, whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are talking about the fire and the fury this morning, as well as other things that are somewhat more important to us in the long run. But a couple of quick notes here. I found this amusing. If you look around, you want to find out a little more about Michael Wolff, and you find out some things on his background. This is funny. February 2017, according to the Straits Times, he criticized the media in an interview with CNN for, quote, having a nervous breakdown while covering Trump. I just think it's ironic that Michael Wolff criticized the media for having a nervous breakdown while covering Trump. Interesting little tidbit from the New York Post. This was from May 13th, 2014, the Page Six team, great gossip column in New York. Ladies of New York, rejoice. Thick-lipped Lothario Michael Wolff will soon be officially a single man. He has filed for divorce from lawyer Allison Antoine. He separated from Antoine in 2009 when the 55-year-old Michael Wolff pursued 28-year-old intern Victoria Floth. Antoine told Gawker that she was unaware that Wolff had filed for divorce, saying, quote, this is the first time I've heard of it. She added that they had intended to resolve things amicably. We don't speak often, end of quote. Interesting. They had intended to resolve things amicably, but the first she heard of her divorce was when Gawker asked her about it. Well, they asked Michael Wolff for comment. He wouldn't comment, but they got a hold of Allison's mother, Allison Antoine's mother. They reached the mother of the woman soon to be divorced. When Gawker told the mother of the divorce news, her quote was, well, good. I don't know. Apparently, a little mother-in-law thing going on there with the son-in-law. So bet that was an interesting scenario. A couple of quick quotes. So what is the response of the White House to the book? So Sarah Huckabee Sanders gets pummeled in the press briefing room. Here's one from April Ryan.
To the base that these two powerhouses are fighting, the Republican Party, what does this do to the president's base?
I don't think it does anything to the president's base. The base and the people that supported this president supported the president and supported his agenda. Those things haven't changed. The president's still exactly who he was yesterday as he was 2 years ago when he started out on the campaign trail. His agenda hasn't changed, and he's continuing to fight for and push for that agenda. And I think the base is extremely excited and happy with the job that this president has done in his first year in office. Look at all he's accomplished. I think they're pretty happy with where he is.
Steve Bannon has a distinct following, the alt-right, and some people who may not necessarily be for the other, people who are xenophobic. What happens there?
I think that's a question you're going to have to ask Steve Bannon. The president's base is very solid. It hasn't changed because the president hasn't changed and his agenda hasn't changed. And we're continuing to accomplish a lot of the things that were on the president's agenda as we did last year. And we're going to do a lot more this year as we move into the beginning of 2018.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that the president's base hasn't changed. Steve Bannon's base has certainly changed dramatically since the book came out. We've got the news coming up next at 7 o'clock. Steve Burns is here. We're back with John Gizzi. We'll get John's read on what's going on at Camp David this weekend with the president and a number of key legislators and members of the administration. Also, we'll talk to John about the fire and the fury. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up later on this morning as well at 7:35.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.